Yes, that's right. London Walks has a new book out this summer. It's called Out of London Walks, Great Escapes by Britain's Best Walking Tour Company. This is from the introduction, written by me, David Tucker. Always drink upstream from the herd, Will Rogers. Get out more. Get out of London. Get out and walk. Get out of the coach. Get out of the motorway rut. Get out of the tourism equivalent of factory farming. Okay, some background. London Walks does out-of-town trips? We most certainly do. And they're cut from the same cloth as our walking tours in London, even unto their genesis. In the beginning, an Australian named Keith Baverstock, one of life's difference makers, founded London Walks. That was half a century ago. Keith was fed up with the banality of typical London tourist fare. So he started what is now the oldest urban walking tour company in the world, the gold standard of urban walking tour companies. Fast forward to 1990. Mary and I have just inherited London Walks from Ian, the guide who took up the reins when Keith went back to Australia in 1973. Our first draft pick, as they say in the NFL, for a guide to join us was a gifted actor named Richard Bartlett. Richard was a natural. The honeyed voice, warmth, urbanity, presence, perfect timing, wit, connections to die for. The fit was perfect. One of the curious things about this craft of ours is that real guiding, London Walks guiding as opposed to parrot patter, is something you come to quite a bit later in life. No 8-year-old, or 20-year-old for that matter, ever thinks, I want to be a guide when I grow up. Footballer or fireman or doctor or dancer or actor or author, yes, but not a guide. It's something you find, or it finds you, when you're grown up. And when the day does finally dawn, it's a road to Damascus moment, for the really gifted ones at any rate. It may have taken half a lifetime, but you've found what you were put on earth to do. To paraphrase Yeats's great line, who can separate the guide from the guiding? In Richard's case, that meant, among other things, that he was onto the Blue Badge guide course almost as soon as he got the bit between his teeth. What? There are places I'm not allowed to guide? You have to be a Blue Badge guide to guide in Westminster Abbey, for example. I'm not having that. So, yes, straight onto the course, and straight through it. It's a 2-year course. Richard aced it in one. Now, to come to the Genesis Part 2 point, the Blue Badge course is by no means a London-only matter. Oxford, Canterbury, Windsor, Stonehenge, and plenty of other places are also part of its syllabus, part of its remit. For a London-based guide, that meant, notice the tense, coach excursion guiding, any number, industrial mass production numbers of coachloads of tourists, moling, crawl stop, crawl stop, crawl stop, through London rush hour traffic, and then grinding out the motorway miles on day tours that package the mot juste, inevitably superficial, get-out-and-stretch-a-leg visits to 3, 4, or even 5 destinations. It's transformative that. Oxford, Bath, Canterbury, and the others are Rembrandts or Constables. Doing them that way turns old masters into paint by numbers. There has to be a better way of doing it, was Richard's thought. The better way was, of course, the London Walks way. Walking tours. And once you're thinking walking tours in Bath or Canterbury or Oxford, well, everything follows from that. We had to slip the surly bonds of the coach. The coach was the prison house. Get shot of it. It was what was locking up the time we needed to do full-blooded walking tours that would do justice to the places we were visiting. We wanted to convey a real feel for these places, their history, their byways, and hidden bits and bobs, their inscapes, what makes them tick, what it was and is like to live there, as opposed to a postcard glimpse. And voila, there it was, ours for the taking. Trains, much faster, much more comfortable, vastly superior.